Boston University women's basketball drops its first contest of the 24-25 season to Lehigh on January 15th. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, overall thoughts on your team's performance?
You know, just we need to figure out a way to continue to get better, but to continue to try to piece together 40 minutes. I thought we had a great first half. I was really happy with our effort, especially the second quarter. I thought we were being the aggressor on offense. I thought we were getting stops. We were playing hard. You know, we were boxing out. We were taking care of the ball. And then we come out just like not really locked in the third quarter, especially defensively. It was really tough for us. So, you know, just trying to figure out ways to continue, like I said, get better. Prep for teams, especially that we're going to play again, and be more locked in for a full 40.
What were some of the factors in that third quarter that you saw, not only from your own team, but from Lehigh's perspective?
You know, I thought Lehigh did a good job. They came out, they pressured us full court, they pressured us in the half court, they were trapping a little more, especially Alex, and we kind of got flustered by that. We had some live ball turnovers that they were able to convert off of. We weren't getting back in transition, they were hitting the three. You know, we were trying to go back and forth from man to zone, and just we weren't able to get stops like we were in the second quarter. So I think defensively it was a lot of transition. We were playing off turnovers as well. But, you know, offensively they just flustered us and sped us up, and we didn't play well out of, you know, double teams and scramble situations.
When you have the second quarter that you did, shoot 7-for-10 from the field, how do you try to replicate that over a longer stretch of time? Is there anything that you kind of see that you feel you can pinpoint to extend play like that?
You know, with this team, I think we're still trying to figure that identity out. You know, with the rotations, I rotated a lot today to see what was going to stick and kind of who was going to be consistent. I thought Inez had a great game today. This is like the third game in a row she's been really consistent. I thought our post players were great. We got the ball inside. We were trying to execute those things. We were trying to execute through the middle of the floor, which were all, you know, things that were successful in the first half and especially that second quarter. Again, I think it was difficult when they're trapping us in that middle third and they're collapsing, and we just didn't adjust to that. You know, that's a piece we really got to start improving at, is when people adjust in the second half, we don't figure out a way to adjust no matter what we talk about in huddles and things like that. You know, we need to figure that piece out with such a young team right now.
You have your first rematch of the season coming up on Saturday against Army West Point. What kind of response do you want your players to have to this adversity?
You know, it's a alumni weekend, which is really great for us. I think there's a big piece that we talk about in a program with legacy, and I'm hoping that's motivational for them. Just to have our alumni in the stands, our alumni, you know, in post-game and interacting with them and pregame stuff, and just knowing what it means, you know, to be at BU, what legacy you want to leave behind. And that starts also with leaving it all on the floor. So I'm hoping we can play hard for our alumni, and that, you know, we're a little more focused, especially playing someone a second time, what the game plan is and what we want to execute.